righteousness is not whether you turn your face towards east or west, but the righteousness is to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to believe in the last day, the angels, the books and the prophets, and to spend wealth out of love for Him on relatives, orphans, helpless, needy travelers, those who ask for and on the redemption of captives, and to establish salah, the prayers, to pay zakah, the alms, to fulfill promises when made, to be steadfast in distress, in adversity, and at a time of war. These people are the truthful, and these are the pious. O believers, retaliation is prescribed for you in the cases of murder. A free man for a free man, a slave for a slave, and a female for a female. But if anyone is pardoned by his aggrieved brother, then blood with a ransom for manslaughter should be decided according to the common law, and payment should be made with gratitude. This is a concession and a mercy from your Rabb. Now, whoever exceeds the limits after this shall have a painful punishment. O men of understanding! There is a security of life for you in the law of retaliation, so that you may learn self-restraint. The will is made obligatory before the death of any one of you who is leaving some property behind to bequeath it equitably to his parents and relatives. This is a duty incumbent on the righteous. If anyone changes the bequest after hearing it, the sin of it then is on those who make the change. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears and knows everything. But there is no blame on the one who suspects an error or an injustice on the part of the testator and brings about a settlement among the parties. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgiving, merciful.